probably not a way to quantify it, but just how much does Vince Wilfork mean to your defense, and you know, what more do you, you know, what about his game goes beyond the box score, you know, beyond what we see when we see, you know, a few tackles, sacks, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Vince is a huge asset, you know, for our team, not only on the field, but off the field. He's a great leader. He demands double teams, you know, in the run game, and he also coordinates some of the things, the rushes in the pass game. So, a great asset for the defense.
As one of the fellow defensive captains, do you feel like if Vince does, in fact, have some of his time, it's on you to pick up some of the void?
And we always talk about Nick, man, up, and we have a lot of talented guys on our team. I think Vince got hurt in the first quarter yesterday, and guys really stepped up and played well for us, and we ended up in the victory, which is always a good thing. But that's our mentality, is the next man up, and I'm sure, you know, we have a lot of great, you know, great people, great players, great leaders in the organization in general. So, you know, I expect Vince to continue on.
All right, Stacey. You mentioned Vince went down, I believe it was the first quarter, so you got, you know, just a small sample size of a couple of guys, but, you know, what did you see from the pair of rookies, Joe Pilano and Chris Jones in there, and is that, you know, sort of an impressive feat for two guys who didn't play a whole lot before, you know, yesterday to come in and hold their own?
Oh, definitely, you know, those guys, you know, they practice hard, they're always in the film room, coaches always have them ready to go, and I think that's what it's all about, is preparation during the week, and those guys prepared well. They came in the game, you know, and did some good things. Obviously, they have a lot of work to do, and, you know, gelling together to get that chemistry, you know, but that comes with time, but, you know, last night was a good night for
them. I know you're friends with Vince off the field, but how tough was it for you just to see him go down last night?
You know, obviously, you know, Vince has been a staple for a long time, and, you know, he rarely goes out with injuries, so it was very, you know, shocking and surprising to see my friend go down like that. Hopefully he's okay. We'll see what happens. It definitely caught me off guard a little bit, because I'm used to always having him in there with
me. Yeah, have you talked to him at all since?
Yeah, I spoke with him after the game. You know, he's in good spirits, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Gerard, just, you know, think about the rest of the defense for a second. You know, what's the takeaway last night? You start strong, maybe a fourth quarter that didn't go quite as planned. Defensively, how would you assess the overall effort last night?
Right, you know, like you said, you know, we came out, started strong, made some big red area stops. We obviously didn't finish the game we wanted to, but, you know, it's hard to win games in this league, and especially against a good offense like Atlanta, but we'll take it. We'll look at the film and make corrections and move on and get ready for a good team next.
How big of an impact has Tommy Kelly been, you know, on the team since he's been here?
Oh, you know, Tommy's been great. You know, in the locker room, he's been great. In the film room, he brings that veteran knowledge, you know, those things you want to learn, you know, while playing the game. He brings it to the young guys. And, you know, I'm learning from him. You know, on the field, he's obviously a great interior pass rusher. And also play the run. He's a big body in there. Just a great compliment for our front.
Yeah, let's throw one more. And, you know, a lot of people were impressed with Khalid last night. You know, how big has he been for this defense?
He's been huge. You know, anytime you can get, you know, you can kind of cancel out a guy, it's always huge for, you know, for the defense. And if he's going out there and make big plays for us as well, you know, with the interceptions and the big pass breakups late in the game, you know, after last night, that breaks up in the end zone was huge for us. Won us the game, and he's been great for us.
Gerard, just wondering, I know you talk about the next man in syndrome here, but when a guy like Vince goes down, one of the key core players of the defense, does the defense change schematically? Do you have to do things
differently? I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not sure. You know, that's up to Coach Belichick and Matty P. We have guys that, you know, can do pretty much the same, you know, they do the same thing, but hopefully it's at a high level, and we'll just have to see, you know. The defense changes every week anyways, you know, we're a game plan defense, you know, different fronts, different schemes, and we change every week, so we'll just have to see what happens.